Hello and welcome to Follow Me and Die. And today on episode 134, we have Tuesday Tales. But I have a title. Yes, it's true. It's a new episode of Tuesday Tales as I recalled a story that I haven't blogged about or shared here on the podcast. But first, a call-in from Tim Shorts of Gothridge Manor.
Hey, Larry, Tim Shorts of Gothridge Manor. Just listened to your last podcast about the moon landing. I was around, but very, very young when the original landing was. And I kind of do remember the last one, watching something on television with the moon rover, because I remember my dad talking about that they should have brought two up there so they could have drag raced. So that sounds like him. but it's kind of interesting thinking that it was 50 years ago. Time goes by pretty quick, doesn't it? All right, Larry, take care.
And that was Tim Shorts of Gothridge Manor. Thanks for calling in, Tim. He was calling in to comment about my episode where I discussed the 50th anniversary of the Apollo 11 mission. And as Tim said, yes, it's indeed hard to believe it's been 50 years. How did I get so old? Well, don't blink or you'll miss it. Life happens a lot faster than you realize at the time, but then you look back and realize you're running out of time. So enjoy your life while you can. So now on to my story for Tuesday Tales. This is a story from back in the day about my character Griswold, the namesake of Follow Me and Die. He's a half-elf, and to explain it, my brother, the Dungeon Master, suggested that he be the son of a displaced human noble from a human kingdom near the Elven Kingdom. And later in the Battle of the Plains, which I talked about in an earlier episode, I'll link that down below, the Stuarts beat the upstart Buchanans 50 years after the Buchanans staged a coup and drove off the Stuart clan, leaving their lands open and orc infested. Well, in the Battle of the Plains, Griswold's 70-something-year-old human father was killed, and Griswold, the oldest child, the oldest son, became the new Duke. And the other players would talk about all their levels and money and so forth, and my retort was, but I have a title. So Griswold had a title with no lands, since the fief was infested with orcs. My youngest brother's character became a duke in the kingdom where he lived and actually had lands, and so he one-upped me until finally Griswold was able to drive off the orcs and reclaim his inheritance. And I've told the story of how he managed to survive a Rourke's Drift scenario where his town and castle compound were besieged by orcs. And I mentioned that in an episode I'll link down below. So, do your players ever achieve a point where they have some form of a title that gives them rights that title gives them? How did that work out? Is it something the players care about? Is it something that they end up being surprised by the amount of work it takes to maintain the obligations of the title? I'd be interested. Blah, blah, blah. I'm a little tongue-tied. It's been a long day. It's almost 11 o'clock at night because work was really long. So, the end game of playing D&D is name level, where you make your stronghold and maybe retire or maybe only play for special big things. So please call in, share your own stories, and as the trains are coming, I'll sign off. And as always, thank you very much for listening. I hope you have an awesome day, and game on.
And here's the end blurb. You can find Follow Me and Die at my blog, followmeanddie.com, here on Anchor in the many other places where my podcast is syndicated. Follow me and Die on YouTube, and you can find me on various sites where you see my social media avatar by the amazing Satine Phoenix. I have a social page on my blog that directs to all my various social media. To get more of my thoughts and opinions in the realm of role-playing games and other games, check out my other sites. I also contribute to Multiverse.World by the new TSR. If you like the podcast and the other things I share online, there are a few ways you can support my efforts. First, tell me and tell others. Just getting out the word is important. Consider backing my Patreon. Patrons get a vote on my next PDF, published on DriveThruRPG. Please check out my RPG-related PDFs. I'm working on a card game that I hope to kickstart in the first quarter of 2020. You can find the sign-up for the announcement mailing list on my blog. I also have a Teespring store where you can get a shirt with my logo, the same one by Satine Phoenix. Thanks for listening, and game on!